Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
What's that?
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you metal fuckaholics out there in entertainment land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, holy shit, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, and also now on Sirius XM Radio. We are your hosts, Jenny and the Muse. That's Jennifer Muse and James Muse. Check us out everywhere. Check us out, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, all over. Just type in Jenny's Real Talk and it'll start popping up all over the place. Oh, God.
What's up, dude?
I feel like there's a black man behind me. Sometimes that's either the intro to a horror movie or a porno. I don't know. But anyway, I digress. I had to go there. Anyway, let's see. Bands and or artists that we currently manage. We have Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis the Devil's Reject, and the Miss Doll Dancers, featuring Lillian Sin and Cinder. We have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California, also a metal band. We have Burn the Ships from Bakersfield. We got Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, Borderline Radio Show from Italy. It's a radio show out there, obviously, with DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine. We also have Derek Webb, who usually does our health segment every week. And then we have Band of Family, also from Bakersfield, California. I'll do this quick shout outs before we get in with talking to the band tonight. We got shout outs to our usual bars and venues that we work with regularly or did before COVID and hopefully will again as soon as all this is over with. 5267 California 90012. Owners Mark and Angie Cordova, we miss you guys. We got Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. Owner Petey Patello. We got Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Owner Greg Beer and Rainbow Bar and Grill, last but not least, 9015 West Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Shout out to Nick Foco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. We fucking miss you. And we heard a little rumor somewhere that the Rainbow Bar and Grill might be starting to do concerts again. Maybe not upstairs, you know, in the small little space in which we always did Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Of course, maybe parking lot concerts. I don't know. I got to check in with them and see what that looks like right now. But we are here tonight with an amazing band, and I know they've played some of our concerts before, including at some of those venues that we just mentioned. I know you played Five Star Bar for us, and I think maybe Petey's Place? I'm trying to think.
Yep.
Yeah,
Petey's Place as well.
And yeah, we've played all of them.
I tried to book you on Rainbow. Did you play Rainbow for me or no? I can't remember.
We played there before. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't think it was for Eco. Quite a few shows there, but yeah.
Tried to book there, and then fucking COVID happened, so.
Yeah. World kind of just went to shit. So, we're waiting it out.
We're here tonight, thrash metal band, Anti-Hero.
Woo!
Yeah. That's it. Anti-Hero.
Anti-Hero.
We're here. Anti-Hero on the house.
We may be different areas, but we're all here.
Well, you know, this is what entertainment looks like right now. You know what I mean? We're broadcasting from home. We always did it in the radio station. You know what I mean? And then all this happened. And then they opened back up for like a month this summer. And then everything just went to hell in a handbasket again. And then it closed right back down again. And so we're hoping eventually, maybe, you know, in a few months, they might open back up. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's only two studios in that whole place. And then there are two radio studios and then a video studio across the way. But that's not a whole lot. It's like maybe like four people. Most bands have 3 to 5, you know.
Yeah. I think when all this is over, we're going to see a totally new time period. I think people are going to be going out all the time. They're going to be going to shows. I think it's just going to be a total change in our society for the better. But, you know, that being said, I think these next few years are probably going to be pretty rough. Let's be honest here. Most local bands are mostly, I think, crowd-wise, you know, unaffected by this in the sense that they could probably still have shows and it would be relatively safe. And that goes for us, too, I think. I mean, I'm just being honest here. If we played outside and there's like 30 people, but they're all wearing masks, I mean, you know, maybe you can't mosh 6 feet apart, but I think that there's something that could be done about it. You know, it's a lot of backyard shows, house shows. I mean, that's what I've seen, at least where I am. I'm nowhere near California right now, but I would have to assume it's the same over there. I think it's going to be a long time before we see really big, you know, stadium shows again. But I'm hoping for the best.
Yeah, I think so, too, as far as the really big things go. Like local stuff, maybe. There's some venues that are here and there, like as long as it's an outdoor show, they've been able to allow stuff. I mean, the Whiskey's doing concerts, but they just live stream. So the bands play, nobody's there to see them except for maybe a couple of people that they allow to come in with them, maybe.
Right.
The crew or something, maybe. Like it's limited, very limited. Only something. Yeah.
It's almost all live streaming, and you know, just personally, like I can't really get into it. I just playing a live stream show. It doesn't feel real to me. It doesn't feel the same. I mean, I'll do it. So you know, I understand. You have to adapt, and you know, we all have to adapt to the circumstances right now. But it doesn't feel real without a live crowd. And I think especially like with a band like us, like I think we take pride in like putting on a really high energy live show. So it's totally different right now. And like I said, everybody just has to find a way to adapt. I think it's harder on other genres more, you know, than other certain genres. If you're a thrash metal band, you know, like it's kind of devastating because that's one of the things about thrash metal is it's known for the shows. It's known for the moshing and the stage diving and just people going fucking ape shit. And so you can't live stream a thrash metal show and, you know, expect it to feel like a thrash metal show. It's just, you got to be there. So,
yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, we had some metal bands play on they're not like thrash metal, but they were metal, you know, or hard rock, I guess. I don't know, but it was cool.
Oh, go ahead.
It's not the same.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I think with a lot of underground music, you know, kind of where it started was a lot of garages and basements and, you know, just wherever you could put together a show, I mean, whatever, and a lot of unconventional venues. And so I think that we might start to see a lot of that come back in underground music. Like, I know we've played some weird places, like on tour, we played in a Chinese restaurant in Oregon, and that was pretty funny, but you know, it sounds funny, but like once you went to the back room, they had a proper stage and everything. And you know, that's just what you have to do. You know, you play anywhere. That's rock and roll. whatever opportunities to play are in front of you, take it, because it's a rock and roll show. We're there to have a good time, you know.
At this point, we might as well set up a parking lot tour.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, actually. So he owns a suitcase drum kit, and I have a little battery-powered amp that I busk with. And we were just thinking about doing that, you know, just traveling for a year until this is over and doing a parking lot rocker tour. So we'll see how that goes.
We're going to film it all, piece together a documentary.
Yeah, we might as well film it, too, while we're at it.
No, you just plug in the kitchen or somewhere, you know, in the venue, run a really long cable out
right.
With an extension cord, and then you throw down a power strip plugged into the bitch, you see what I'm saying? Right. And then you go and plug all your shit in there, and then there you go. You've got fucking electricity. You're good to go. Plug all your shit in. And there's more than one way to skin a cat, you know what I'm saying? You just got to think out box, you know. You can make it happen in a parking lot.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that I think about playing a show like that is, if you do it right, at least, I think, for lack of a better term, the lack of fucks given that, you know, it takes to pull something like that off, I think is something that people would respect in a way, because it's just, it's resourceful, you know? Like, it's very much, you know, the spirit of rock and roll. Just take what you can get and put on a great show. If you're playing to 5 people, play like you're playing in front of 50,000 people. You know, that's what they're there for. You're putting on a show.
Yeah. You know what I want to do? You know what I want to do? I want to get a parking lot, and I want to fill it with mattresses.
Yeah.
And then, you guys have a big stage set up there, and then just have everybody go fucking crazy on all the mattresses and just go nuts.
That sounds like a party.
Just go fucking go nuts. It'll lessen the lawsuits, of course, because you won't have hard pavement to land on when you do a stage dive. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be smart about it. Put out a whole parking lot, you know, just full fucking, you know, mattresses. I think, and that's the way to go. I don't know.
It'd be a lot of fun. It'd be fun to anybody, even if they don't like metal.
That's a good idea. I support that.
I totally support
that idea.
Go fund me.
Mattress Mayhem.
Mattress Mayhem 2021.
Metal
Mattress Mayhem 2021.
Metal
mattress. You're here first, folks.
And you can slam and land on the
Metal Monday Mayhem. Now, what the fuck? Metal Mayhem.
Mattress Mayhem.
That
was actually what the event was called at the Rainbow that we used to play all the time, just minus the mattress part. It was that's funny. Maybe that's how they'll get away with putting on shows in the parking lot. They just do the mattress idea everywhere.
I think that'd be badass. Just do a bunch of metal concerts all over the city, just a bunch of mattresses. Yeah.
Well, come to think of it, I mean, I think they have shows in that parking lot anyway, right there behind the Rocks. That outdoor venues for the larger crowds, I think, in the coming years. So it would be really nice to see that scene come back, you know, in a way that we haven't seen before. But
we need more parking.
Yeah, imagine if this shit was happening in the 80s, you know, when metal was ruling the world. Like, I wonder about that. Like, how would they have adapted to it, you know, before the internet or anything?
That would have been crazy.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been the same. It would have been totally fucked up. It's totally fucked up right now. So,
but in the 80s, like, AIDS came out, which is like a way more fucked up disease, and like society didn't shut down. But I don't know, dude. Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but AIDS isn't airborne, thank God. Because then a lot of people would just fucking catch it all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. Thank God for fucking that. I didn't even think of that.
Just now, you know, you didn't used to think about things like, you know, you're touching dollar bills in your wallet, like, oh shit, I hope the person that gave me this, you know, didn't have COVID. That's just, you wouldn't think about that. I think we're seeing a shift in our
already
society.
Dirty anyway.
No, that's true. It's just, I think everybody's like going to become a germaphobe by the end of this, and that's not necessarily bad. Yeah. That's just how it is. Like,
everybody's going to be come crazy,
right?
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, even like things with like guitars. Like, if I'm with another guitar player hanging out and they're just like, oh, do you want to play it? Now I'm like, I don't know, dude.
No.
Before I would have been like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
You, no shared equipment. Anyway, let's talk to you guys about as being a band now that we've talked about fucking crazy how COVID has affected
us. Talk about
us.
Some positive stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about some awesomeness about you guys. So first of all, let's go around. Let's go around the room. starting with below me and going around, and we're gonna introduce yourself and say your name and say what you do in the band.
I'm VJ of S Below Her, so I'm not sure if you guys see the same thing I'm seeing.
Go for it. No, I'm just kidding.
There we go. Yeah, Calvin, go.
That's me. Yeah, I'm Calvin. I sing and I play guitar.
Hell yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure what the view is. Okay, I'm Neil. I am also the guitar player. I guess lead guitar with the title. Yep. That's what I do. Sing a little bit.
I'm Dave, and I play drums and collaborate.
Smoke a lot of weed? No, just kidding. What?
Yeah, I also do that. I actually have a bowl pack right here.
You sound right now like you're really high. I wish I was high as you. Roll another blunt. Oh, sorry.
are we allowed to smoke on here?
Why not? Dude? I mean,
they can't stop me.
They can't stop me.
Do you want it?
I'm not at the radio station.
I'm in my room, damn it.
I smoke. See, at the radio station, I can't smoke. I can't even vape. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I'd be respectful at the workplace.
Exactly. You got to be respectful, you know, because other people might not like that kind of stuff.
Oh, and, of course.
And so respectful. But at home, there's nobody else here but me and another stoner and or husband, which is also the stoner. So anyway, we're here.
Okay.
All right. So who's the drummer?
That'll be me.
That's you. You're the drummer.
That's me.
That's cool.
Keeping the beat. Holding it down.
Awesomeness going on here. So we got two guitarists. We got a, is it just the three of you or is there another member?
So we did have a bass player, but you know, kind of just creative differences and like, you know, scheduling things, like just sort of.
Yeah, I mean,
not really possible with that guy.
We've had a guy who's been filling in pretty regularly for us, at least before COVID. And I mean, it seemed like he was another member pretty much, but then, you know, we kind of got split up. And so everything's kind of been up in the air lately.
Yeah, as far as the bass player goes, we don't really, we're not quite sure how to answer that question yet, because like before the pandemic, you know, we had some fill-in guys that would kind of play live with us, but we're not really a proper four-piece at the moment. I mean, for any recording plans in the near future, you know, we were just going to do it the black metal way, and one of us would play bass on it. So we'll see in the future. You know, the bass players, especially like a really kick-ass bass player, it's hard to find. You'd be surprised, and like even in a city like LA. So, you know, you just have to be resourceful sometimes and do it yourself.
Real quick, though, I want to shout out to Quentin Miner, you know, like for Fame, subbed for us on tour, because like he learned our parts in like basically like half a day and like was ready to go. Totally killed it. And Phantom Witch, his band, is also like really killer band. And
shout out to Phantom
He's
Witch
listening right guys. Now thank you Q, miss you.
Somebody that you can work well with, you know what I mean, that's got a good personality or temperament to where, you know, you can, it's not just that he fits you sound wise or can learn the part quick enough or whatever. It's also about, you know, having a good presence. You know what I mean? You don't want somebody that's gonna mess up, you know, everything that you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to have people that you vibe well with and that know how to put on a good show, you know, and look like they're stoked to be there, because it's Yeah, I can see this sometimes with other bands, you know, in a way, like you don't want to watch a band that has three guys that look like they're happy to be playing a rock and roll show. And then there's one guy that's kind of looking down and he has like the rainy cloud over his head. You know, people don't want to see that. They want to stay rock. They want to see
playing. More than that too, it's, you know, chemistry together on stage too, that makes that magic happen, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a big part of what we do. It's very high energy. And if it's not vibing with that movie, then it, you know, it creates problems on stage. And, you know, there's parts where stuff is liable to get messed up or just not feel the same way that it's intended to.
I've seen some fans that just don't get it. Like, they don't realize they're supposed to be putting on a show. Okay, well, what are you playing for then? Are you just playing so you can hear yourselves? Well, you can hear yourselves in the damn studio. Being on stage is about the crowd. It's not just about right. you.
Exactly.
And that's, you know what? That's why I can't get into live streaming, because when I'm on stage playing guitar, I like to look out in the crowd and see some crazy shit happening and, you know, see people going nuts, and that's, you know, their energy bounces back. I know every band in an interview says that, but that's the best way you can describe it. You feed off of each other's energy. When the crowd is having a good time, you start having a good time. You start playing better. You know, you start putting off more of an aura, you know. That's what rock and roll shows are all about. You know, it's about that band just making you have such a fucking good time, you know, and you're sharing that experience with everybody. And that's what I miss, you know. That's what it's all about.
Right. I know any of the bands that I manage, I tell them the same things. You know what I mean? You have to have chemistry with, you know, you have to, some kind of connection with the crowd, some kind of
something going on. Thank you.
You gotta put in some work. You gotta, like, there's gotta be something. You gotta have a personality. You gotta have some kind of stage presence, some shit. I don't care if you just put on a goofy fucking outfit and fuck your hair and went on stage. I don't give a shit what it is, as long as you got some kind of stage presence. Like when I was a judge, let's say, for Vans Warped Tour battles. You know what I mean? They give you a list of all the shit that you look for in a band, and like, what is the criteria for a band to win some shit like that? And it gives you like this whole list of like all these different things. Like, you got main categories and then you have little subcategories, and you look at all that and you're like, oh damn, there's really a lot that goes into this. People don't realize that there's a lot that goes into it.
I definitely agree. It's like communication, you know, like saying the things that, like, people are feeling, but with the music and having that, you know, feedback, which is like, yeah, like the live streaming thing, you know, it's like adaptability. We got to be doing what we got to do right now, but we need them real shows back. That's for damn sure.
I agree.
Yeah.
The Royal Blunt is ready to be smoked, Your Highness.
Okay, well, you're right in my ear. Anyway.
Hey!
You guys sound kind of weird right now. I just connected to the Wi-Fi at this venue here. Everybody sounds super laggy. I don't know if everybody else is stoned or if it's just the lag, but it might be a little bit of both.
All right, I'm coming in clear for me.
Yeah,
I can't see you guys.
Maybe you're just farther east.
I don't see myself right now. I don't see anyone else, so.
Maybe you're ahead of us.
Neil, what did you do? Was it the time warp?
Yeah, the time warp. So how long have you guys been here?
How long have you been here? Yeah, I still can't see anybody.
We've been together since, this lineup really started to gel in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
Like, late in the year 2018 is when we got David in the band.
But I think it's safe to say, I mean, like, yeah.
I mean, I took the band name.
Everybody's super laggy right now.
It was my band's name in high school. And, I just kept it because I came up with the name and I had a logo made up for it and some songs already written. And when I moved to Los Angeles, I met up with Neil pretty quick, and, you know, we really gelled, and we went through a couple of lineups before we found this one, but this one's the one that's been the one that stuck for the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had another drummer
before
me.
This is the longest.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
man.
We've gone through a ton of drummers. It's Oh yeah, it's fine. I think I'm like 5 seconds ahead of everybody's audio. It's kind of tricky.
Yeah, I think
you
are too, man.
Yeah, Calvin started the band in high school in 2015. So we've been a band for about 5 years total. Like he said, you know, Calvin and I met up pretty quick when we were both going to MI at the same time, and you know, we both like the same music, so that happened pretty quickly. And yeah, and then I think, you know, this lineup right now with Dave on the kit, I mean, that's once this lineup formed, that's kind of when things turned in a different direction. You know, we were playing all the time. I think 2019 was definitely the best year for the band, and then the world just went to shit. But that was when we did a tour, and you know, we played a fuck ton of gigs. We were playing like every week or every other week or something, just, you know, wherever we could. And yeah, so that was definitely a good time period. And I see this lineup as, you know, one that has really good chemistry. We all really vibe well with each other musically. And you know, we're kind of like a three-legged dog right now, though. We need a bass player that's kind of you know, it's gonna link everything together. So
yeah, I joined the band a couple of years back. Like, one of the best decisions I made. Like, I planned a couple projects, but I don't take joining a project lightly. And so when I do join one, you know, I really like to vibe with the guys, like make allies, friends, and like just like put on a really good show, whatever we're doing. I really like, you know, this band and what we're doing. I think you know, once like things kick back up again, we're gonna like have a lot of potential to like do some good things.
Absolutely. And you know, I think that's another thing worth mentioning is that we all try to stay busy musically, you know, with whatever. And you know, we're all thrash metal guys, but like we all play different music, like Dave and I and jam stuff called Moonshine Wonderland. Shout out to them. That was a great gig. Dave raps. He does some sick rap. I play in like a black metal band right now. Calvin, I believe at one point was in a doom metal band with one of our previous drummers. So, you know, we try to stay busy. But you know, I think the positive thing about the state of the world right now is that everybody is stuck inside and they don't have much to do except practice. And so I think when this is all over, we're going to hear some crazy music. I mean, I'm personally like, I'm trying to just get my chops up and, you know, see what interesting shit I can bring to the table riff wise when this is all finished. So like I said, it's going to be a new era when this is all over. People are going to be going to shows like crazy, I think. So you got to stay positive. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. That may have been a little bit unrelated to your question, but that's just what I'm hyped up about it.
I don't care as long as we're talking about your music and talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Set the big conversation. I may ask questions, but I kind of like it to just go where it goes.
It's like we're having a conversation, you know?
Exactly. That's what I tell everybody. It's a conversation, not an interview. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's more organic when it's a conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not so like regimented, like, oh, I have to ask this question now and then this question and then this question. I don't like it like that. I like this to be a conversation. Like we're all friends. We all hanging out. We're talking.
Exactly.
We're talking about your projects. We're talking about, you know, shows we've done together, things, whatever, you know, we're just talking, you know, having a great time, you know. And the biggest thing is to get the word out about your music to the world. People can, you know, listen and find out more about you. Like they can go to your, you know, your links, like I posted your links up. I, you know, we'll at the end of the show, we'll have you tell people where they can find you. You know what I mean? So people can go check.
We appreciate that.
That being said, I happen to have a copy of this, so if anybody hasn't listened to the EP, I know it's like it might be backwards right now, it's mirrored, but Rolling Thunder, our EP, is about to turn 2 years old this 420. And we have a couple copies left. I think we happen to have 6 copies left, maybe 7, something like that. So if you want one of these, the best way to reach out to us would be Facebook or Instagram Messenger. We love digital formats. I mean, I was going to say we love hard formats, but you can find our stuff in digital formats too. Just go on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, Antihero. Just don't get it confused with the skateboard company. But yeah. That's the best way to, you know, stay in touch with what we're doing is social media. And like I said, you know, we only have a couple of these left, so we're trying to get rid of all of them. And yeah, to anybody that might be listening to this, watching this, you know, that has heard the EP or has bought it, you know, just shout out to you. And thank you guys so much for the support. You know, that means a lot to us. We love what we do. So thank you.
I always do dealer's choice, so like you guys send it, you know, it's your songs. Which ones do you want to play first, and then which one do you want to play second?
Well, let's start with the Sacrificial probably first.
Sacrificial. Okay. All right. Can you play Sacrificial? Please and thank you.
We'll be right back.
Fuck yeah. That's some good ass thrash right there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Did we lose Neil?
What happened to Neil?
Yeah, I know what happened to Neil. And what was the inspiration for that song? Who wrote it? And what was up with all that?
So I wrote that song when I was in high school, actually, and that's one of the few ones that we still play from that. Lyrically, that one was written kind of about how at the time I thought, like, different generations would, like, scapegoat each other's generations, like, for the problems that, like, come afterwards. I like to use a lot of occult imagery just because I think it's really cool. Like, it fits really well with metal and it, like, vibes really hard. So there's a lot of stuff that's, like, devil worship and stuff about altars and sacrifice and goats and whatnot,
So the song is, it's official goat, right?
Right, yeah.
Goat.
Yeah, that sounds like a title that a teenager would come up with.
They even have their own little head to go with it. No.
Goat.
Donkey. It's just donkey. And you put some horns on it. He took the horns off of the dragon, the wife, and put it on
Shrek?
Donkey doll and then painted it black. No, I was kidding. That's kind of what that looks like. I don't know. That's just where my neck.
It's hard to tell. It's like just an epoxy like whistle.
Nice.
Yeah.
That ass. Where the hell did Neil go? He just like disappeared on
us. Yeah, what's the last connection? You know, he's halfway around like the
issues
other side
with
of
his
the continent right life. Now. So.
I bet you his phone died. Wait, what?
There we go.
Oh, my God. He's here.
Hey,
I'm back.
Dude.
I'm loving it here.
Funny story. Yeah, sorry about that. My fucking phone died, and I went back inside the venue. So, dude, I don't know why. Like, I had, like, 70%. Like, this killed my battery. But some fucking lifesaver in the venue just gave me his, like, power bank thing. And I told him, like, I'm just hanging out outside. So, like I said, resourcefulness.
Hell yeah, dude. Hey. Thank you, Lifesaver.
The show must go on.
Thank you.
The show must go on. We've been in similar situations. What did I miss?
We played goat.
We just played the sacrificial goat. So now we're going to play the song. What is, we got 10 minutes left, so we're going to play the last song. What is the name? Who wrote it?
So the last song is Rocket Fire. This is a collaboration between myself and Neil.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a fast, high energy, fucking speed metal, punk rock and roll is what I would call it. If you don't pit to this song, you have no soul. That's how I would describe it. It's better for mosh pitting.
So we end our shows with every
not
show.
To be
we
judgmental.
End with
all right. Ronan, play Rocket Fire by Anti-Hero on Jenny's Block.
The heal and the burn, a wheel, the edge of the mark, the balance. Follow the candle upon the other
Oh yeah, that's it.
Woo!
Yeah,
that's how the EP ends.
That's awesome.
When Calvin hit that last high note when we were in the studio, I was sitting on the couch a few feet away, and I was like, "Holy shit!" Like, I was not expecting that. It was like Halford. So,
yeah, and that part's on the record too.
The cell phone going off at some point. I forgot.
Yeah,
we got 2 minutes left. So why don't you guys tell everybody where you can be found, where they can find your music, where can they find you on social media, your website, that kind of stuff.
Well, it's all the same thing. It's just Antihero Thrash Metal, one word. That is our website. It's our email, antiherothrashmetal@gmail.com, if you want to contact us. Facebook, Instagram, like I said, those are probably the two best ways to reach us. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, if I'm not mistaken, Apple Music. That's about it. And hard formats rule. So if you guys want a CD, like I said, we have less than 10 left and we're trying to get rid of all of them. So send us a message on any of that and we can hook you up. So that's it. That's where to find.
So you got
Antihero Thrash Metal.
Like a dot com.
That's it. Yeah, website is antiherothrashmetal.com.
Nice.
Yep.
So they can get your merch there, copies of your albums, links to all your stuff.
Yeah, everything is interlinked pretty much. So,
That's great. One-stop shopping. We like that. We can find everything right on your website. We love it. More bands need to be doing that kind of thing. You know, you have everything very conformed across all the platforms, and that's great. That way people can find you better. But I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys, for being on the show today. Thank you so much for having us.
Really appreciate you guys. I can't wait to have you guys play some future concerts. Definitely. I want to get you guys back out there, get you more experience and shows, and it all goes back to normal. But thank you so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate
you.
You've been listening and or watching Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio. You've been watching the thrash metal band Antihero. Go check them out everywhere. Music is sold, downloaded, streamed, and buy their stuff. Peace out. Till next week. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.